أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا إن الذين آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم ازدادوا كفرا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم سبيلا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 136 and 137 of Surah An-Nisa. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who have brought iman, after you have brought iman in the very basic of the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and the Nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is not sufficient, but there are articles of faith that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands us to bring iman in, and our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also commanded us to bring iman in, which is basically termed as the articles of faith of the Sharia. If we do not embrace all of them, we do not bring iman in all of them, we deny one of them, then a person's iman is incomplete, and in that the person is still in a state of kufr. For example, if some Muslim does not believe in akhirat, for example, and he is 100%, there is not a doubt, but he does not believe at all in akhirat, then despite the fact that the person would believe in Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, even the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he believes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, but by denying one article of faith, that of Akhirat, then that person is out of the fold of Islam. This is the message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings in this verse, in this ayat. And then we have a hadith, a very famous hadith, insofar as the kitabs of hadith and the ulama of hadith is concerned, which is known as the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. In there he came in a human form. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam certain questions, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded also with the articles of faith. So over there also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam outlined, and hence these become the articles of faith that we have to bring iman. Very basically, for our understanding, what we used to learn in our madrasa, iman-i-mufassal, iman-i-mujmal, that is the very basic imperatives that we have to bring iman in. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who have brought iman, aminu billah, bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa rasulihi, and his rasul, that is the rasul of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله, and that kitab that was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the Quran Kareem. والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل, and the kitab that was revealed before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ومن يكفر بالله, and whoever disbelieves in Allah Ta'ala, وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ, and the malaika, that is the angels, وَكُتُبِهِ, and in all the kitabs of Allah Ta'ala, وَرُسُلِهِ, and in all the rasools, in all the prophets, in all the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and in the day of Qiyamah, which will refer to the entire Akhirah, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا, then such a person has deviated into far deviation. In other words, his error is very far, difficult for that person to come back. In that hadith that we were discussing, one extra article of faith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has discussed there is that of taqdeer. It's good and bad, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, certainly those who brought iman, ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا, after bringing iman, they committed kufr. ثُمَّ آمَنُوا, then after that they brought iman once again. ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا, and then again they disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala. ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا, and then they kufr increased. lam yakunillahu liyaghfira lahum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive them, wala liyahdiyahum sabila, and nor would Allah ta'ala guide them on the correct path. Falamma zaghu azaghallahu qulubahum. Allah Ta'ala's rule is that when they had gone astray crooked, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then make their hearts crooked also. Some ulama have stated that this was the general situation of the Ahl-e Kitab historically. They brought Iman in Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Thereafter, the golden calf was placed in front of them. They disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala and they began to worship the calf. Then some of them made Tawbah, and then they brought Iman once again. Then the time of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had lapsed. The time of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam had come. They disbelieved in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. And thumma zdadu kufra, then the kufr increased, that they had all the signs in front of them with regards to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yet they denied Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep us with Iman, safeguard us with Iman, and take us from this world in a state of Iman. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.